All right, friends, let's finish up John today with John 21, verses 1 through 25. We've read about Jesus' life, and now we'll read about one of the events that happened during the 40 days that he walked on earth after rising from the dead before returning to heaven. So grab your Bible, a journal if you need to, and let's read the epilogue. Jesus appears to seven disciples. Later, Jesus appeared again to the disciples beside the Sea of Galilee. This is how it happened. Several of the disciples were there: Simon Peter, Thomas, nicknamed the Twin, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, that's our author John and his brother James, and two other disciples. Simon Peter said, "I'm going fishing." Now, let's be real here. He had a family to support. While he followed Jesus, he wasn't worried about supporting them because he trusted that they would be cared for. But after the crucifixion, the disciples didn't know what to do. So some, including Peter, went back to what they did before they followed Jesus. "We'll come too," they all said. So they went out in the boat, but they caught nothing all night. At dawn, Jesus was standing on the beach and the disciples couldn't see who he was. He called out, "Fellows, have you caught any fish?" "No," they replied. Then he said, "Throw out your net on the right-hand side of the boat and you'll get some." So they did. And they couldn't haul in the net because there were so many fish in it. Then the disciple Jesus loved, that's John, said to Peter, "It's the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his tunic, for he had stripped for work, jumped into the water, and headed to shore. The others stayed with the boat and pulled the loaded net to the shore, for they were only about 100 yards from shore. When they got there, they found breakfast waiting for them, fish cooking over a charcoal fire and some bread. Okay, so remember when Peter first entered the courtyard after first denying Jesus, and John had written about the charcoal fire? Well, here it is again, the charcoal fire. On that first time, Peter had denied 3 times that he knew Jesus. So here, Jesus was reminding Peter of his recent past. "Bring some of the fish you've just caught," Jesus said. So Simon Peter went aboard and dragged the net to shore. There were 153 large fish, and yet the net hadn't torn. "Now come and have some breakfast," Jesus said. None of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" for they knew it was the Lord. Then Jesus served them the bread and the fish. This was the 3rd time Jesus had appeared to his disciples since he had been raised from the dead. See, the resurrection of Jesus was neither a fairy tale or any sort of imaginary vision. He presented himself alive to his disciples by convincing proofs over the period of 40 days. Acts 1:3 tells us that he showed himself to his disciples with convincing proof over a period of 40 days. As Jesus himself told them, "It is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see." After breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Remember, Peter was the only one who said he would die for Jesus, but he was also the one who would deny their friendship, and he did that 3 times. "Yes, Lord," Peter replied, "you know I love you." "Then feed my lambs," Jesus told him. In other words, "since you're not thinking so highly of yourself anymore, I can use you to lead and care for my people." Jesus repeated the question, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord," Peter said. "You know I love you." "Then take care of my sheep," Jesus said. A third time he asked him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt that Jesus asked the question a third time, and he said, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Three denials of his Lord had now been matched by a question from Jesus, repeated three times. And, well, it broke Peter's heart, and all he could do was respond that particular way. Jesus said, "Then feed my sheep." See, Jesus was restoring his humbled disciple to ministry. Though Peter had previously thought highly of himself, he had come to understand Jesus' view of leadership and ministry. Peter understood that being a leader of God's people is not about pridefully showing off power. He would be able to lead other church leaders because of his own failure. See, sometimes God lets his people fail so he can grow them spiritually and prepare them for greater usefulness. I tell you the truth, when you were young, you were able to do as you liked. You dressed yourself and went wherever you wanted to go. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and others will dress you and take you where you don't want to go. Jesus said this to let them know by what kind of death he would glorify God. Then Jesus told him, "Follow me." Peter turned around and saw behind them the disciple Jesus loved, the one who had leaned over to Jesus during supper and asked, "Lord, who will betray you?" Peter asked Jesus, "What about him, Lord?" Jesus replied, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? As for you, follow me." So the rumor spread among the community of believers that this disciple, that's John, wouldn't die. But that isn't what Jesus said at all. He only said, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you?" Remember, we must read and analyze and study the Bible carefully. Poor understanding leads to very wrong conclusions sometimes. This disciple is the one who testifies to these events and has recorded them here. And we know that his account of these things is accurate. Jesus also did many other things, and if they were all written down, I suppose the whole world could not contain the books that would be written. See, just like John wrote this gospel as an account to Jesus' life, God has a general purpose for all his people, and he tells us this in the Bible. But he also has a specific plan for each individual Christian. We are called to follow Jesus corporately together as the church, and personally as individuals. Each of us is to have a personal relationship with God through Jesus and work to understand how he wants us to serve and glorify him. You may have an idea about what you want to do as a career when you get older, and you may have no idea at all. But one thing you should be sure about is that you should work toward growing your relationship with God by reading your Bible, challenging yourself with other spiritual disciplines, praising and thanking God for who he is and what he's done, serving others, and being a light for the world just like Jesus. Let's close in prayer. Dear God, the ultimate planner and creator of all, you began good things in each of us, and we know that you want us to continue to grow our relationship with you so that we can continue the good things you uniquely made each of us to do, just like you did with Peter. Take a moment and praise and thank God, and tell him all your prayer requests right now. God, we come to you today after we've spent time getting to know you more, asking for those requests in our hearts. I lift all of them up with the confidence that you can do anything and the humility to know that you do what is best for us. God, I thank you for my friends who are listening to this podcast, for their tender hearts that want to know you more and work hard to do their best to be more like Jesus. Bless them today and always. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friend, thank you for listening today. I may not know you personally, but knowing you are out there wanting to know more about the God we love so much means so very much to me. I hope you learned something new today. And well, today I'm going to be a little selfish and ask that you share it with me. You can find a link in the show summary on how to leave me a voice message, or you can email me at BibleTimeBarb@gmail.com. I'm going to take a few weeks off and hope to return in a little while with new episodes. If you have a request on a book of the Bible or a certain topic, let me know. So, have a great Holy Week starting Palm Sunday, and enjoy your Easter, and we'll meet up again soon.